You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
First time caller, long time listener.
There you go.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Love you. Love your show.
Thank you for tuning in to 92.7 Banzai Retro Club Radio.
Unfortunately, I'm still only in one earphone, which really is frustrating to me, but I can deal with it.
And listener, we understand that you're not in stereo. We're trying a new mono broadcast tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to be okay?
I'll live.
Okay. Is it your good ear?
Say again?
Is it your good... Ah, there you go. Funny. The most photogenic ear. I fell for it. Fell for it.
Yes, you did.
Sucker.
Hey, yes, you did. Okay, let's do it. Let's do this. Scream, 1994.
What the...
In order.
What the fuck are we doing? Okay. All right. Are we recording this shit? Yeah, we are.
I don't know.
Okay, we're recording this.
Hope you are.
Yeah, we better be. Okay. Where are we at? Where are
yes, I'm recording.
Scary Halloween stuff.
Yeah, Scream.
Okay. Soon. Are you gonna insert the sound effect?
What of a scream?
Yes.
Of course, we could do that.
Is that Abby screams?
Then I won't strain my vocal cords.
Yeah. No, I don't have. I don't have Abby screaming on. I could record her screaming, but it's very easy to find one online. You know, just YouTube-y.
Is that what you used last time? Was some random person?
Yeah, it was just a YouTube thing. That was the one that I put that in Jaws, right? I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's what. So. Yeah, that's when I was doing the intro for the Haunted Mansion. That's right.
Okay, so before you edit this one down, I have to give you I have to send you a link to a certain scream that's just horrifying. You have to hear it. So. Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued now.
Okay.
All right. But I already finished the editing for Friday.
That's Nightmare fine. On Elm we Street. Can do it. No, on we Street. Can do it for screen.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I was saying Friday the 13th. I don't know where I got that.
Well, that was from my initial. That was something else we talked about before or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we talked a little about the 3D version.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. So anyway, let's get the show started.
We need to get this going. Yes.
This is 90-something podcast.
I know it sounds mental, but sometimes I have more fun vegging out than when I go partying. Maybe because my party clothes are so binding.
You're an idiot.
I'll show you. Starting tomorrow, you'll see I am just as sane as anybody.
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Hey, this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave online. I have got Scott.
Hey, everybody.
And Suzanne.
Hi there.
And dear listener, what we are doing, we're continuing our saga to get ready for Halloween, and this is a horror trilogy, if you will. We started with 1970s Jaws. We did Nightmare on Elm Street, 1980s. And now we're on Scream, 1996, for our 1990s pick.
That was 96?
It was 96.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was 94. Okay, go on. Continue. Sorry for the interruption.
No, you're good. I don't have anything like, you know, ready to go for like a 90s kind of thing because I was doing, I think, you know, the Haunted Mansion thing before, and then I had something going on with, I think the Vincent Price thing is going to be into the Lost Boys. So, yeah, I don't have anything really ready, but what I'm curious about versus trying to get something spooky going, Scott, you are really the one that decided, you know, who really was into the Scream movie concept of doing a podcast for this episode. Why is Scream such a big deal for you?
Oh, I just think it was a great, like, resurrection of a lot of the slasher movies that were out there from before. And I love the tongue-in-cheek part of it that they kind of throw in there with the opening scene with Drew Barrymore,
yeah.
And the questionnaire of, you know, who is in this? And, you know, oh, you're watching a scary movie, and she's got Jiffy Pop on the stove. And I think it's a really cool kind of return to the slasher films that we were, you know, accustomed to growing up with the 70s and 80s. And this is just kind of it's a comedy in a way, but at the same time, it's still pretty freaky and intense. So it still keeps your intensity levels, you know, your attention span, but it also throws a little bit of funniness to it, like the list of things that you're not supposed to do, you know. So I don't want to get too deep into all that stuff until we actually start talking about the movie.
Okay.
So that's why it's just kind of a fun – it was a kind of fun resurrection of that whole thing, you know, that era.
So just kind of a fun – take on horror movie genre as a
yeah.
whole. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I was just wondering why it was like kind of that important
without,
to you.
But yeah. Without being that scary movie, you know, slapstick stuff. Scary movie.
Right.
You know what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, the one where they thinking a scary movie through the whole thing.
But you know, that whole thing is just like such slapstick joking. They were like ripping on all the yeah. all the comedy or all the horror movies. So
yeah, true,
this is like
Scream did kind of give them like open the path for that because they didn't take itself too seriously. You know, it was kind of like meta fictional almost. They knew they were in a horror movie. You know,
well, at least trying to recreate it. You know, as much as they mm-hmm. yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
Someone is playing a deadly game.
It all began with a scream over 911.
Someone who's seen one too many scary movies. Now, he's taken his love of fear.
Hello?
Hello, Sydney.
One step too far.
Do you like scary movies?
What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a scary movie. Number one, you can never have sex.
Hey, this is me.
Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
Get another beer, you want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back!
You didn't make the rules.
The police are always on track. If they watch Palm Night, they save time.
He just kills by them. Don't answer the phone. Don't open the door. Don't try to hide.
Everybody's a suspect!
just a warning for the listener. We are going to spoil the shit out of this. So if you have not seen Scream, I'd recommend, you know, to watch that first before listening to this as we continue. But I mean, it's not like, you know, with the movies we covered before, Jaws, you knew who was going to do it. You knew who the bad guy was. You knew who the bad guy was in Nightmare on Elm Street. But in this one, you have the reveal of who the bad guy is at the end of the movie, and we're going to get there. But before we do, just if you haven't seen it, we're going to ruin it for you. So just a warning.
Put things on pause and watch the movie really fast. And then come back.
So pop quiz. Do you name one of the rules, Suzanne?
Watch behind you.
Oh, no, that's not it.
No?
No.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't
ding, 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 ding. Can I ding in?
Go ahead.
Never say, I'll be right back.
True.
Yep. Oh, yeah, wait. Isn't one of the rules don't have sex?
There you go. Good.
Okay, there you go. Got it right.
All right, so we're covered. Don't have sex. I'll be right back. And then the third rule is? Anybody?
Oh, third rule.
Yeah, and Scream, you only got three rules.
No Jiffy Pop. No, wait. Something about the parents not being home. Don't ever let your parents leave the house.
And I had it right here in front
of
me.
Do you know it?
You know, I thought I had it right here, and I didn't. I closed it out because of the technical difficulties that we had.
That's my fault. I apologize.
Real quickly, let me bring those up. Rules to survive a horror movie. You may not survive the movie if you have sex. Mm-hmm. You may not survive the movie if you drink or do drugs.
Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah.
Which I'm ruining it right now. I'm going to die. that's courtesy of my bourbon.
But you're not a teenager. Yeah, you have to be a teenager. And that's when you deserve punishment.
And then you may not survive the movie if you say, I'll be right back, hello, or who's there? So you can't do either one of those.
So that's really five.
Well, no, the last rule is incorporating the what not to say. So I'll be right back, or hello, or who's there. So any one of those or a combination obviously is going to get you killed. So listener. For the sake of your life, please don't do those three things.
Look, here it comes.
The blood is all wrong. Why do they do that? It's too red.
Wait, here comes another. Here.
Ooh!
Yes!
Ooh!
Yes! Predictable. I knew he was going to bite it.
How can you watch this shit over and over?
Shh! When do we see breasts? I want to see Jamie Lee's breasts. When do we see Jamie Lee's breasts?
Breasts? Not until Trading Places in 83. Jamie Lee was always the virgin in horror movies. She never showed her tits till she went legits.
Could afford a decent pair.
What'd you say? That's why she always outsmarted the killer in the big chase scene at the end. Only virgins can do that. Don't you know the rules?
What rules?
You don't... Jesus Christ, you don't know the rules?
Have an aneurysm, why don't you?
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex.
No. Big no-no! Big no!
I'm a dead man.
Even impossible. Sex equals death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Oh! You see, you push the laws and you end up dead. Okay, I'll see you in the kitchen.
All right. So now we get into this wonderful cast. Do you have, like, a favorite cast member? You know, for this movie, Suzanne.
Favorite cast member. Well, I don't know the actor's name, but the goofy guy who ended up eventually playing like Shaggy in the Scooby Doo movies later. Who? I don't know. Do we want to spoil the ending?
Go ahead.
Well, he was one of the two co-conspirators.
Yes.
In the end, because, you know, we know if we're going to spoil it, it was within their friend group. They were the stalkers. But in any case, he was just kind of like this goofy guy through the whole thing. That's, you know, he's supposed to like throw you off the trail, I guess. Which was pretty clever. It was a real clever ending. But yeah, I liked him best. He was just, he was a goofball and just.
Yeah, you're talking about Matthew Lillard. He played the character Stewart.
Okay.
And I've always loved him in the movie Hackers. So to see him in Hackers and then also in this, playing pretty much almost the same character, just the goofball, which I think is kind of his stereotypical character that he's playing nowadays, because he does it so well. You know, obviously Shaggy being one of them. He nails it. Absolutely nails it. And I think you're 100% right, because he's my favorite from this movie also. Because the whole time I'm watching it, I kept thinking, that's serial killer from Hackers. But that's the way I'm wired. So, Scott, what about your favorite character?
Man, it's really a toss-up. The leading lady is always wonderful, Neve Campbell. Thought she was great. She was convincing that she was, you know, she was going through what she was going through with her mom being killed the previous year, and she was up and down, and I liked the character, and she did a good job portraying it. However, the choice next to that would be Drew Barrymore. Her opening scene of this movie was outstanding. I just loved that she was only in it for a few minutes, but she really kind of, she set the tone for the movie, which was really fun, you know?
Yeah.
It was a good scene. It was a good scene. Yeah. It led you astray. You know, you didn't really know what was going to happen. And I don't know, when you first saw this movie, did you guys know who she was? Like, she wasn't mega popular, but I remember at least knowing
Drew Barrymore?
She was a named actress, you know?
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, I've known her since Firestarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recall,
like,
too.
I mean, so, I've seen her go through.
Even further than that, E.T.
Exactly.
Okay, so the thing is, they set you up, though, because you know who she is. She's a known actress. So, like, when I started watching this film, I didn't think she was the one who was going to get it first, you know? Mm. I figured she was going to be a star throughout the movie.
Right.
So,
that's a pretty good hook. It was a pretty good hook, really.
If I remember the trailers and the commercials right, I mean, they focused a lot on that first initial killing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was, I mean, sure, they showed the other ones. They showed, you know, Neve Campbell. They showed Courtney Cox, Dewey. What was that? Arquette?
Yeah.
David Arquette.
David Arquette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, they did show all that, but what really hooked you was the Drew Barrymore part, and that was over in what? Less than 10 minutes?
About 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 8 minutes. And then it goes into the opening credits, actually, from there.
Right.
So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, it even looks like she's up here in the center in the, you know, the images for the film. Unless they've, you know, redone them. Who knows? I don't remember seeing them at the time. But it looks like they were playing her up, you know? So it does kind of fool you that where that conversation goes, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Even the cover of the DVD or the poster or whatever it is, that looks like it could be her, her face on that thing with the face with the hand covering it up.
Okay.
Partially.
Yeah, I remember that.
That looks like it could be her. Like, I'm looking at the IMDb, and they show the picture of that of a face with a hand partially covering the mouth. And it looks a lot like her nose and her eyes could pass for her. So yeah, it's kind of interesting that it's misleading like that, that you think that Drew Barrymore is going to be in this show and then she's in just the first 7 minutes and then it's gone from there. And then it's Neve Campbell for the rest of the show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Who is this?
Who are you trying to reach?
What number is this?
What number are you trying to reach?
I don't know.
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Do I?
It happens. Take it easy. Hello?
I'm sorry. I guess I dialed the wrong number.
Well, so why'd you dial it again?
To apologize.
You're forgiven. Bye now.
Wait. Don't hang up.
What?
I want to talk to you for a second.
They've got 900 numbers for that. See ya. Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why? You want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said? What? Hello?
Look, I gotta go.
Wait, I thought we were gonna go out.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't hang up on me.
Shit. Yes?
I told you not to hang up on me.
What do you want?
To talk.
Well, dial someone else, okay?
No, you listen, you little bitch. If you hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish, understand?
Yeah.
Some kind of joke?
More of a game, really. Can you handle that? Bloody.
Listen, I am 2 seconds away from calling the police.
They'd never make it in time. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
What do you want?
To see what your insides look like.
Anyway, what about you, Dave? Did you say your favorite character?
Yeah, I did. It was Matthew Lillard.
You agreed
playing
with,
Stuart, yeah.
You agreed with Suzanne. All right.
Yeah. You know, but, I mean, Courtney Cox was a lot of fun to watch, too. You know, just her interaction and being the reporter that was just going to do whatever it takes to get the story and become a lead. So you could just see the drive that was, you know, pushing her into, you know, just being a nuisance for everyone else. And I appreciated that.
Yeah, it was fun to watch her be somebody other than Monica.
Yeah. Very true. Very true.
But, and this is like right then, too. Like, this is when Monica, like, Friends was at its, like, third season in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Second or third season, and so they were all at their peak. They were very well known, and Courtney Cox was a fun addition to the show, and I think that even adds a little bit of the tongue in cheek that they went with the whole plot line and the whole movie itself. Actually, Chrissy and I just watched Scream 2 a couple nights ago, also just for fun, and. You know, she and David Arquette are in that one also, and it's actually pretty good. It's not too bad for a follow-up movie. But anyway, back to Courtney Cox. Gail Weathers. She was all about the attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You felt
but
really.
In the end, she was right. I mean, that's the kicker. In the end, she's the one who was right. So.
You kind of felt sorry for her cameraman. I mean, he was just, like, taking abuse from her, and then obviously, you know, ends up dead. But,
Yeah, then you feel really bad for him.
You do.
He ends up on the windshield.
So, this might be a fun conversation. Which was for the deaths, like, which one? It's hard for me to ask you what was your favorite kill scene. But let's go with that anyway. Let's go with that question anyway. What was your, you know, which one was the one that was most memorable for you? And I'll start. It's the girl that got killed by the garage door.
Oh.
Yeah. I would have said that one too. That was Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first one that came up in my mind too. It was the most,
was
I think it was the most unique.
Yes.
It was the most unique kill, yeah.
It's like, isn't there some sort of safety mechanisms on that thing? I mean, in the 90s, did they not have that yet? Or, because I know mine, as soon as it gets any kind of resistance, it just goes the other way. So there's no way mine would kill somebody, I hope. I'm never going to find out, but, you know, I mean, it's still, that's, don't piss me off,
kids. I know,
kids.
But she might have screwed up the safety mechanism by crawling through what is some kind of like pet door or something. What the heck was going on with that?
Yeah, that was like a pet door. She was just trying to get out. Yeah, get away from the killer, obviously.
I've never actually seen a doggy door put in a garage door.
In a garage? No, not me either.
Like in a side door or something, but not an actual retractable garage door. I don't think I've ever seen a doggy door there before. But
right.
That's how she got her neck snapped in that, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Very powerful garage door.
Yeah.
All right, so we're all saying the same thing then. We all think the girl getting killed in the garage door. Now the thing is, when the killer was one of the two friends, in this case it was either Billy Loomis or Stewart. So who was in the mask at that time? Kill her, and it was it her boyfriend? Because if you remember,
which was Stewart?
Stewart was her boyfriend.
Yeah. No, I bet it was the other guy.
So it was Billy.
It was Billy. Yeah, because didn't during that scene though, wasn't Stewart on the couch, watching that they were watching the slasher movies as this was all happening, which is like I said, kind of unique. But I'm trying to remember. Like I watched this recently, but there was other stuff going on at the same time. So forgive me that, you know, if I'm not remembering every piece in sequence or what have you. But but yeah, I think didn't after that happen, like the killer comes back in and they're on the couch watching, saying, "No, no, look behind you, look behind you." And meanwhile, you know, Ghostface is standing there behind him and nobody's looking. So it was really kind of like it was like a Saturday Night Live skit for a moment there.
Well, yeah. And Jamie Kennedy plays Randy, the friend that's kind of like the fifth wheel or whatever. Jamie Kennedy's really funny dude, and he really did a good job of kind of stepping into that role and being like the kind of the goofball too, the innocent goofball that actually he survives and makes it into Scream 2, by the way.
What a good gig.
Yeah, no doubt.
Survive a horror movie and do the sequel, you know?
Well, he didn't break any of the rules.
Right.
He knew the rules, but he didn't break them.
The whole funniness of this whole thing is Jamie Kennedy. He's a comedian, basically. And, you know, it's funny that the comedian made it through the show. And he's the one that was saying the rules. He's the one that was reciting the rules.
Right.
During the other slasher movie. When they were all watching it.
Right.
Sitting on the couch when.
When they're watching Halloween, I believe.
Was that what they were watching?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I remember they were talking about Jamie Curtis. And they were talking about the gratuitous tit scene. Yeah, that's. I want to say they were watching Halloween.
What, with P.J. Nielsen or Nelson? P.J.?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, because it was not Jamie Lee Curtis that bared any breasts in that one.
Gotcha.
I just watched
that one. I don't remember. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm still 12 years old. I remember boob shots. So,
yeah, Suzanne, you need to work on your breast trivia.
Sorry, not up on that one.
Oh, I bet you know one we did recently talk about though. Moving in stereo.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh yeah.
That one, yeah, yeah. That I do know some trivia.
Everybody knows that scene. It's the most overwatched scene in teenage movie history or something. I don't know. How about Henry Winkler having a little cameo in this one, too?
Oh, the Fonz, yes.
Yeah, it was
as
good.
A principal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, oh, and I didn't know that. Wes Craven was actually in this.
Really? Where was he at?
He was a janitor. He was uncredited. Fred the Janitor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember him. Well, maybe I do.
Okay. I remember there's something iconic there. I just don't remember it this second. But I remember Henry Winkler saying something to him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, an Easter egg, and we missed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I'm sitting here Googling and trying to find it, so forget it.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
We'll
go down that rabbit hole. We don't want to do that. All right, so let's see. We covered our favorite kill scene. We talked about our favorite characters. Do we have a favorite scene?
Overall. Not just kill scene, but just scene.
Yeah.
Suzanne, what do you think?
Well, I told you I like that scene where he's on the couch screaming, "Don't look behind you!" And the killer's behind him.
Yeah.
Just like, "Hey, dude, what are you doing?" That was pretty good. And I don't know, in the end when they discover that it's their two buddies who were doing this, but like the two of them are just like still like arguing like as they're bleeding out on the table, and Stu was like, "Dude, I'm dying here, would you get on with it?"
"You cut me too deep this time."
"Yeah, I'm dying." It's like, would you finish already before I croak?
And that's exactly what I was thinking too. Was the finale part where they're kind of like trying to hurt each other so that their stories would hold up? And it's just like
it's pretty twisted.
Yeah, very stupid. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, whatever. This is where we're going to end this. Okay. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a great ride as you went through the whole movie.
Yeah, I think my favorite scene was definitely the opening scene with Drew Barrymore going through that whole thing and the setup. I think it's the setup. That was just really awesome opening 7 or 8 minutes, whatever it was, of a scene. So that'd be my favorite scene of the whole movie.
And, you know, I wish you still had your old mic so that we can try to get you to do the try to do that voice, like the screen
Flash
voice.
Movie trivia via phone.
Yep. And I actually looked that up. I tried to see if that was. Do it again.
Hey, Sydney.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like it. And I was looking it up. I was trying to see if there was like a voice changer app that you can like download, you know, either for Skype or like for your phone. But like everything costs money. And I was like, eh, forget it.
But question number two. Who was the killer in Friday the 13th?
Michael Myers.
No.
No, you're wrong.
No, yeah,
you're wrong.
His mother. It was Mrs. Myers, right?
Mrs. Voorhees.
Yes.
It's Voorhees.
Voorhees. Now that's. But then that's not Michael
that's
Myers.
Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th.
That's Jason.
Yeah, you're right. Jason Voorhees. Yeah.
I always. See, we would have been murdered. We didn't get the answers right.
I always cross the streams, by the way. That's just the way I roll. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Why the hell are they giving me a microphone and let me do a podcast? I don't know. But
that was your fun.
Freedom of speech, baby.
All right. So, parting thoughts. We're rolling into the Halloween season. We went through our horror trilogy. What is it that you want to impart on our listeners, Scott?
Have fun being scared, because it's a rush that is not duplicatable by any other means. And all these movies that we talk about, these are just, you know, three of many, many, many movies that could be scary, and just enjoy that rush. It can be fun. You know, sitting in that couch, you know, getting closer to the one you love and just enjoying that moment, you know?
Beautiful.
All right.
That was lovely.
Suzanne, what do you got?
I don't know. Get out there and be creative. I don't know. It's Halloween. You know what Halloween means to me? I'm an artsy type. It means you get to make a cool costume.
Okay.
Are you dressing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I've got a neighborhood party to go to. And I used to be the only one who dressed up. And now other people are kind of following suit. But yeah, I've been working on my my costume for for Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
Mia Wallace. Love it.
Nice.
Yeah, with the plunger. Wait, I hope none of my neighbors are listening, because then it'll ruin the surprise. But with the plunger.
With the plunger in the chest, yeah. With yeah. The felt tip marker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Felt tip pin. Love it.
It's a downward stabbing motion. A downward stabbing motion.
So I'm stabbing her three times? we may need to do Pulp Fiction again.
Okay.
That's a great move.
All right.
So get out there and get creative and think of somebody cool that you can be for that day, and do it. Do it right.
Yeah. I guess my, you know, something that I'd like to impart on the listener is that, you know, there's, you know, to put yourself in the situation to be afraid is, there's something exhilarating about it. You know, if you're like me, you like roller coasters, you're signing up to go, you know, locking yourself into this mechanical thing in hopes that it's going to allow you to live. And it's going to whip you all around as much as possible. But a horror movie does the same thing. It puts you in that position to be scared. And it's almost it gets you out of the normal rut of just the normal movie watching, normal TV watching. So, you know, if you find a genre of horror that you like, I would encourage you to explore and, you know, dig deep into that. So that's my advice, because it helps you live.
Woohoo.
All right. So with that, we'd like to remind everybody to go to our website. That's BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's BanzaiRetroClub.com. On that, you can get to our links for our social media. We have Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, blah, 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 blah. So go there, follow us, do all of that. If you have an iPhone or iPad or iRock, then go in and give us a follow and give us a rating review. We would appreciate that. If you're on the Podbean app, we're getting dangerously close to having 500 followers on Podbean. Mm. So for those of you that are on that and listen to us through that, we really, really, really appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful, you know, a wonderful hosting service, and they've been cool to us. So with all of that, Suzanne, why don't you tell everybody where to find your website?
Sure. SuzanneMattaboni.com. It's MattaBoni. Suze Mattaboni on Twitter and Suzanne Mattaboni 80s on Instagram. On Facebook also, you know, if you want to say hi. But yeah, take a look. Got some blogs and stories and, you know, anthologies you can take a look at. So that's me.
All right, Scott, where you at?
You can find me on Twitter at 80s Auto Reverse. And on Facebook, you know, just look me up, Scott Compton or Scott Compton Photography, or you can find me or Dave or Suzanne or even Rose. And yeah, I spoke to another former co-host, Chris Warren. You can find all of us through that, through the website at BonsaiRetroClub.com and Bonsai Retro Club on Facebook and all that good stuff.
Blah, 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 blah. Yada, blah, yada,
blah,
yada.
Blah, blah. All right.
Yada, yada, yada. Blah, blah. All right, so with all that, be excellent to each other, have a good whatever, and happy Halloween. Bye.
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 This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Colors of a bright elation stolen.